be a chasm between where people are at and where Christian hope is seen to be at. So people, let me just give you a synopsis of what I'm talking about here. We're getting on with life. We're trying to work out how to do life. We're trying to work out how to save. We're trying to work out how to do life in the future. We're trying to work out how to do families and relationships well. We're trying to work out how we look after our elderly people. We're trying to work out what's best for our young people. We're trying to enjoy life. We're trying to make sure that we've got money for now, for the stuff we need, and we're trying to make sure that we've got money for the future. There are lots of different things that we need to deal with as people. And then the perception is that Christian hope is kind of over here, and there's a gap. And I think there are a number of reasons why that is. One is because the Christian hope is often talked about as purely just a future hope, the hope of heaven, the hope of what happens to us after we die. How does that help people here, in the here and now? How does that help the people that we know? How does that help us in the situations that we've got going on? And because over time, the hopes and the needs of where people are being met by other things. So since the Enlightenment and since the Industrial Revolution, since the Medical Revolution, since the Science Revolution, people's needs and hopes are being met, and we recognize that. We're living longer. Less children are dying at birth. We have warm, comfortable houses. We have pensions. We have the NHS. Our needs are being met, and the hopes that we have are placed in other things. And what we've tended to do, or what we can tend to do as Christians, is to focus on our USB, our unique selling point. Hope for the future, where these other things can't speak about speak into that situation. So we can tend to narrow down our Christian hope as just our hope for the future, because other things are answering the current hopes that we have. Step into this, Paul, an early follower of Jesus and a teacher of the Christian faith. And he says to an early church, and beings, I'm going to read from the Bible, I best get the words right. If our hope in Christ is only in this life, we are to be pitied more than anyone else. If our hope in Christ is only in this life, we are to be pitied more than anyone else. So Paul didn't just write letters to be theological and deep. He was normally answering questions. So for that early church in Greece that he was writing to, they must have not fully understood the idea of Christian hope being a future hope, an ultimate hope, that of death and resurrection, that of a future life after this life. So he spoke about, and if you read sort of 1 Corinthians 15, 16, he's speaking about death and resurrection and giving them some information about that. But what he's not doing in that statement is saying that there is no hope for the here and now through Christianity. He's saying if only our hope is for the here and now, we are to be pitied. But what he is therefore saying is that our Christian hope, our faith, is not just about ultimate hope. It's about everyday hope. It's about hope for the here and now. And it's not an either or. It's not either ultimate hope or everyday hope. It's both things. It's both the ultimate hope that we have in the future and the everyday hope that we have in Jesus Christ now. Where does that hope come from? Where does that hope for the everyday for now come from? It can't come from, if you're a non-believer, if you don't believe in God, and therefore you don't believe in the afterlife, it can't come and doesn't come from, even for us, doesn't come from the lure of heaven or the threat of hell. That's not where our everyday hope in Christianity comes from. Imagine a sign that's almost had like three panels, and it said, hope is here. And something came before that sign that actually kind of influences and tells us where that hope, that everyday hope, comes from. I don't know if you could imagine it almost, like it was outside a church. And the sign now kind of says hope is here. But one time there was something before that sign that kind of says something upon which the foundation of the hope that we have is. I mean, maybe can somebody help me out here? You are loved. Our hope in the here and now is that you are loved in the here and now. Those that you care for, those that you pray for are loved in the here and now. And that's what we're going to be looking at this year. And that's what we're going to be looking at more specifically in the coming months leading up to and including Easter. We're going to be looking at this hope that is both an everyday hope that can meet the needs, the real needs of us here and those that we know and love and care for, but also look towards that ultimate hope. It's not an either or. Our hope is both an everyday hope and an ultimate hope. Everything that we do here, everything that we do over there at St. James Centre is wanting to point to that hope that is here, a hope in the everyday. We're going to do a series of talks over the coming months to look at this, but we also want to respond to your situations. So at the back of the church, on the way out, on the left-hand side, there are some postcards and envelopes that look like this. You can do three things with these postcards. If you want to write a note of thanks to somebody in this church for the help that they gave you in 2019, you can do it for that reason. But actually, what we're interested in as we develop this series of talks are, what are the things that you are hopeful about? What are the things that give you hope? But also, we want to speak into that hopelessness and to see if we can work out as a church family how, in our faith, we turn that round to hopefulness. So if you can write, you can do it anonymously or you can sign it, what are the things that you're struggling with where you feel there's no hope? There are cards and there are envelopes, so you can keep them private. You don't have to do that today. You can take those home and you can deliver those. There's a red bin out there that you can slip the cards into. The bin says hope/hopelessness, so do use those for that. So we're going to allow Kirsty to come up.